Anne Boleyn is now certain that her fate is inescapable with the return of her former love, Percy, and the implication of an affair with the page Smeaton. The king has evidence against her. That was the first act of Donizetti's Anna Bolena, we heard. Anna Netrebko, Yekaterina Gubanova, Tamara Mumford, Stephen Costello, Ildar Abdrazakov, Eduardo Valdez, Keith Miller, and Marco Armiliato is conducting. We're going backstage where Deborah Voigt is going to interview our Enrico and our Giovanna.
Hi, come on in here. Good with evening. Me. Hello, 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 how are you?
Good evening.
Ildar, Caterina, brava.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Caterina, Anne Boleyn is undeniably ambitious for the throne. How do you see Jane Seymour? Is she also power hungry or is she simply in love with the king?
I think she's just simply in love with the king. She's not power hungry at all. And she's in love against her own will. She was seduced.
It's not her fault.
It's not her fault, no.
Look at her, she's quite beautiful.
Seducible.
Yeah.
Well, Ildar, the king will go to virtually any lengths to get what he wants. How do you prepare to play such a notorious figure?
Of course, I read about King Henry. Sorry, and then we work a lot with David McVicar, who has great vision of this piece.
So much historical knowledge.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. To help
it,
you.
It was something. It was beautiful.
Very productive rehearsals we had, really.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
Well, that's nice to know, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, you do such a good job embodying the King of England. How do you do it?
Oh, you know, I think it's the help of my ancestor, because I have a little bit of blood of Chinggis Khan.
A little bit of what, I'm sorry?
Blood of Chinggis Khan. So is
Chinggis Khan.
Oh, Genghis Khan.
Sorry about my English accent.
No, your English is beautiful. It's beautiful.
British accent.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is the first time you two are performing in Anna Bolena. What attracts you to these roles?
Well, I personally really love playing positive, innocent characters for a change, because
yes, exactly.
We mezzos get a lot of witches and bitches, as they say, but this one is definitely a really nice, proper girl, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is extra challenging to be singing a role for the first time in a Met premiere on opening night season. Very challenging, isn't it, Ildar?
It's so, you know, it's an honor to be here for opening night in 26th of September, because today is my birthday, I'm sorry.
Well, you let the cat out of the bag. Well, Ildar, do you think the king truly believes Anne has betrayed him, or is that just an excuse to get her out of his way?
So she betrayed, yeah, but she will betray him also another 11 performances.
Not that we're counting, right? Yeah. Well, you two had such a powerful and physical scene together. Very physical tonight.
Yeah.
What was the director asking you to convey in that scene?
Well, he asked me, from my side, he wanted me to be really terrified. He wanted me to panic. And of course, it came naturally from the first rehearsal, because initially I'm very shy. So all we had to do is to maintain it.
Hmm. Maintain your shyness.
Yes.
And that works. It works very well. Well, opera lovers know that one of the Met's most popular recent initiatives has been to show live performances in HD in movie theaters around the world. And in fact, the first transmission of the new season will be Anna Bolena on October 15th. New countries keep joining the global HD network, and this year, citizens of Russia will be seeing these broadcasts for the first time. Shout out to the Russian fans. Is it exciting that your friends and family who can't make it to New York will get to see you in HD?
Of course. We're so happy.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yes,
it's
beautiful.
Russia lets be behind.
And we want to say thanks to Peter Gelb
for organizing this. I bet it was not easy.
Yeah.
Well, Ildar, as you mentioned earlier, tonight is doubly special for you because it is your birthday. So we wish you a very, very happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
You want to tell us how old you are? No, okay, never mind.
I go to change my costume, sorry.
Perfect exit. Thank you both very much.
Thank you. Go rest up for the next act.
Thanks.
Our Plaza Cast host, Deborah Voigt, soprano Deborah Voigt, chatting with two of our stars, Yekaterina Gubanova and Ildar Abdrazakov. He snuck out of that one pretty well.
He did. And it's his birthday. I had no idea.
I didn't know that.
And
either.
Let's reiterate for the audience, he was telling us that he can play the king. He said this for Attila, too, because he's a descendant of, as most of us would say in America, Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
But isn't half the world descended from Genghis Khan? That's what I had heard somewhere. But he really found that in him. Now, I just want to know if she asked Anna Netrebko the same question. Is Jane Seymour ambitious or innocent? I would love to be in the room when I heard that answer. Maybe we'll get to hear some of that later.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to talk with Anna Netrebko earlier in the week, and we're going to listen back to just a little bit of that.
Have a slightly different impression on Jane Seymour's innocence.
Those two were really in sync, weren't they, when she said, we're going to be in Russia? They both, clasped their fists and went, yay!
This is a very big thing, and I'm very excited about it. I'm looking forward to hearing from people in Russia who have been listening, and it's going to be very good.
I'm Margaret Juntwait, and this is Metropolitan Opera Radio on Sirius XM with live performances from the Met 3 times a week and other times replays from the Saturday archives, the archive of Saturday broadcasts that are now in their, or they've done a full 80 seasons. And this is opening night of the Metropolitan Opera 2011-2012 season. This production is by David McVicker with sets by Robert Jones, costumes by Jenny Tiramani, lighting by Paul Constable, and choreography by Andrew George. The production of Anna Bolena was made possible by a generous gift from Mercedes and Sid R. Bass. The chorus master is Donald Palumbo with musical preparation by Joan Dorneman, John Keenan, Carrie Ann Matheson, Joshua Green, and Speranza Scappucci. The stage band conductor is Jeffrey Goldberg. The assistant stage directors are Eric Einhorn, Gina Lipinski, and Jonathan Loy. The stage manager is Jonathan Waterfield. The prompter is Joan Dorneman. If you want more information about Anna Bolena, we have it right on our website. You can go to, actually, it's a slightly different website with lots of information about operas, which is www.operainfo.org. So there's synopses, there's history, information about the composers, lots of things that you can find out at operainfo.org. So, it's intermission time, and we're going to be speaking with Ira Siff, who is our commentator during the the Saturday matinee broadcast. You going to stick around?
Oh, well? Yes, I am. Of course I am.
Okay, so we're going to bring him in just a few seconds, so stay with us. This is Met Opera Radio on Sirius XM.